we can announce, Carrie, that we do have a winner, the 10th annual Downtown Madness. Yeah, pretty exciting indeed. Thank you to the thousands of people who voted over the course of the last few weeks. We get on the telephone line and welcome in our winner this year, Perry Gilpin. Perry, congratulations.
Oh, my God. How did that happen? That's hilarious.
Well, you racked up the votes, and my goodness, what an impressive performance it was all the way through. The list of people that you beat to win this championship was incredible.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm in complete shock, and I accept this award with gratitude.
Now we,
I didn't think it's so funny. How in the hell did that happen?
I don't know, but I know this, Perry. We've got a really bad phone connection there. Can you try us back in just a second?
Yeah. I'll try right back.
Oh, I think we've got Perry on a much better line. Hello, Perry.
Hi.
Oh, gosh, that's so much better. Yes, absolutely. So we'll pretend the earlier part didn't happen. Congratulations on your championship.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Are you ready? This is who you beat. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You beat Liz Vassy from CSI, Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, Mike Farrell from MASH, Stephen Tobolowsky, who's a two-time champion, Paula Poundstone, the defending champion, Ken Burns, for gosh sakes, and then local media legend, News Center Maine anchor, Pat Callahan. You had to win all those matchups to take the title this year.
Well, that is just amazing. I'm just floored. That's crazy.
Well, I'll say this.
Those are all great people.
I'm not surprised, though, because every time you're on, we get messages from people who say, we just love it when Perry is on the show. She's so great and so smart and so funny, and you guys are so good together. So I'm not at all surprised.
Well, what a wonderful thing to happen. Really?
I mean, you know, it's not an Emmy. It's not an Oscar. But, you know, what we can't decide
it's
is this.
It's like that.
It is like that very much. Now, people through the years have said, what do we get for winning this? And sheepishly, we always say the respect of your peers. But, you know, what the hell are you going to do with that? So we're trying to come up with something. What would you prefer, like a trophy, a big WWE championship belt, a crown, a tattoo? What would you prefer?
Well, I need some time to think about this.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Thank you, though. Thank you so much. I will think on that.
Now, Pat Callahan, the runner-up, he suggested that we send the winner some Maine products, not lobster, but we have some potato chips that are quite popular here, and we have a soft drink that's big in Maine called Moxie. I don't know if you've ever had that on your travels to Maine.
No, I haven't. I would love that. That would be nice. And the potato chips.
And the potato chips.
You wouldn't mind.
But, you know, maybe lobster wouldn't be bad either.
No, I would not turn that down, but please do not feel obligated. But I have a question, Rich.
Yeah.
What do you usually talk to everybody about? Like, just whatever's going on, or what, you know, what do people always get into conversations about, kind of politics with you, or just anything?
Yeah, well, you know, whatever they're interested in, if they have any current projects going, we'll talk about it. I think it depends who it is. You know, some people are more than happy to delve into what's going on in the world. Like when Richard Schiff is on, you know, he's pretty knowledgeable about the state of affairs in the country, and he'll want to talk about that. When it's somebody like Gilbert Gottfried, we're probably not going to go down the political road with Gilbert.
Right. Well, I think that says a lot about you. I think that says a lot about your versatility and your ability to, you know, talk about anything and make people feel comfortable talking about what they're interested in, and, you know, letting people kind of, I think you're really great at guiding the conversation so that people don't, I never feel like I embarrass myself, but I always feel like I say more than I ever meant to, which is not bad, you know?
No, we like that. Well, you know, I try to get out of the way. That's my job. People want to hear the guests. They don't want to hear me, but we're just, well, the only reason I've told you, the only reason we do this contest is shameless self-promotion, but also to celebrate the fact that, you know, we're, You're just a little old radio show here in Bangor, Maine, and we're so thrilled that we have so many incredible people like you who are not just willing to come on the show, but willing to come back time and time again.
Yes. Well, I always have a good time. And especially now. Very nice. Thank you.
Well, yes. And I know it's a busy time of year for you. You were telling me the other day, your daughters are both graduating. You've got prom season, graduation. That's got to be a bit of an emotional roller coaster.
Well, it is, because there are only two, and it's happening all at the same time, and it always has, so we're used to that. But I think they're going through as much as we are, and we're just all kind of a mess. But we're all really excited, too. So, you know, I'm trying to think what I'm going to do to stay busy, and I think we're going to move. I think that'll do it, you know, and just kind of, you know, not walk past empty bedrooms. That's what I want to avoid.
Yikes. I can't even imagine that. Fortunately, by the time my little guy graduates, I'll be so old, I may not remember I have a son.
Don't say that. It's not true. It's not true.
I have to thank you, by the way. The other day we were talking, you were telling me that you and your husband had watched Julia, the new series on HBO with your former coworker, David Hyde Pierce. And I watched the first episode on your recommendation. And wow, was that terrific.
Wasn't it great? I just loved, we watched all three episodes in one sitting that they have released. And I guess they're going to release, they did three and then now they'll do one a week, which I think is really smart for shows to do. But, because we're very hooked, and now we'll do that kind of appointment television. Is it, you know, I'm not sure what day they come out, but we'll find out next week, and we'll say, okay, good, we've got that tonight, you know.
Mm.
And that's kind of back to the old way, but it's kind of a hybrid, right? And the show that David's doing is, and Bebe Neuwirth is in it.
Yeah.
From and also Sarah Lancashire, who's from Happy Valley on the BBC, I think. She's English, and she does an amazing job as Julia. But it's also, it's the script and the time. It's kind of the Mad Men era, but it's not that world, you know. It's a little more intellectual, and it's more the early 60s in Cambridge. You know, in Boston, Mass. It's not New York City in the ad world, you know.
Well, that's wonderful. I was so glad. I wanted to see it. And when you recommended it, I said, well, I've got to check it out. It was terrific. I can't wait to watch more of those episodes. Perry Gilpin with us here on Downtown. She is our 2022 Downtown Madness champion. I know you've always got a lot of projects in the works. Anything you can talk about on the air with us?
Yes, I actually was just in Boston myself, shooting an episode of a show called Kevin Can F Himself for AMC. And it's Annie Murphy's show, and it is Eric Peterson. I always do this. I do this every time I'm on your show. Let's look it up. It's a show that kind of lampoons sitcom trope, you know, and so it's half in front of an audience and then half single camera.
And it is Eric Peterson. You were right.
Oh, good. Eric Peterson. And, it goes from being, you know, like, and they kind of, the set sort of looks like All in the Family. So you really get, this is supposed to be a classic husband and wife sitcom, you know, blue collar situation, and then you follow her out into her life in single camera, and it goes from being like very bright and the audience laughing at everything, whether it's funny or not, just people laughing indiscriminately, and then it follows her out into a very dark world, and it's kind of about, there's a Australian saying, tall poppy syndrome, which is sort of like, don't reach beyond, stay in your lane. Don't try to live beyond who you are, the station you were born in. And I guess this town in Massachusetts that's kind of like a way people feel, and it's part of the culture, and she wants so much more out of life, and she just doesn't have any support in getting it. You know, it's really interesting. It's a really, really, really good show. You can watch every episode 3 or 4 times and not get all of it. It's so layered. And I get to play Annie Murphy's mom in it. And then you sort of see where a lot of her insecurity comes from.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we'll look forward to that. That's on AMC, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to do another thing soon for AMC called, it's an anthology series called Snap. And it's kind of like the Black Mirror meets Ooh. Alfred Hitchcock Presents. It's very, it's an anthology series, so each one is kind of stands on its own. And it's very, very, it's got some supernatural elements and some science fiction elements and haunting and really, really well written. I'm very excited about it.
That's fantastic. I know a friend the other day, we were talking about you, and he said, I don't know why she doesn't do more voiceover work because you have such a great voice, and you've done a fair amount of voiceover work through the years. You did Hellboy, and you did Superman, the animated series, back in the late 90s. Do you get many of those voiceover offers?
No, I really don't. I really kind of had my moment doing it, and then I don't anymore. I mean, I've done the proverbial I've read for We're Looking for Perry Gilpin at many times, and I'm like, it's right here. Here I am. I just think, I really do. I mean, there was a time when even my assistant, who had to quit because she was playing the waitress on Frasier, so I'm like, well, if you're here with me at Frasier, you're not going to be. But you can't be at my house or the guy can come fix the garbage disposal, you know. So, but that was a good reason for her to not be my assistant anymore, because she got a job acting. But she used to say, oh, my God, I can't get away from you. I get in the car, you're in the car, you're on the TV, you know. I was just everywhere. And I had a feeling at the time, I thought, maybe I'm kind of saturating the market a little bit. And but that's okay. You know, you got to, like, while the iron's hot.
Right.
So I did, and now there's no more hot iron. It's very cold.
Well, but now that you're the champion of Downtown Madness, God only knows what doors that will open.
Ooh, God only knows. And I can't wait.
Well, Perry, we're so happy to have you as our Downtown Madness champion, wearing that pretend crown for the next year. I hope Paula Poundstone doesn't rough you up if you run into each other anywhere. Because she's got a bit of a temper, not going to lie.
She does?
No, I'm kidding.
Well,
she's wonderful.
Know, we've been tweeting at each other throughout this
right.
competition, and I think we've become friends. So.
Well, what I love is people like you that get this, take it in the spirit it's intended, and have fun with it. I mean, you agreed to come on today not knowing if you were going to be the winner or the runner-up, and so that says a lot about you as well. Congratulations on the championship. We love talking with you, as always. Good luck in this hectic time of year in your life with everything that's going on with your daughters, and we look forward to seeing you and Kevin Can F Himself and all those upcoming projects, and hope you'll be back with us soon.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for everything.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks, Perry. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That's Perry Gilpin, your 2022 Downtown Madness champion. How about that? And thanks to everybody who voted. Pat Callahan as well. Pat, by the way, will join us later on in the show to accept the consolation prize, which is not necessarily a bag of potato chips, but maybe. We'll see. Downtown Madness in the books. Wow.